Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have Graham Quinn, Public Affairs Manager with the Dublin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
Not too bad at all. Before we talk about the survey, just give us a bit of a background to the Chamber, because it has a long history.
Yeah, Dublin Chamber of Commerce, we're going about 234 years at this stage, so we're here a long time, and we essentially represent businesses in the Greater Dublin region. We aim to help businesses come together and, you know, get more business off one another and make contacts, and we do that through a lot of events during the year. We run about 130 events, and the other thing we do as well is we also lobby government to try and make Dublin a better place to do business and to live and things like that. So plenty going on in Dublin Chamber.
And that's a big thing now, that's trying to attract business to Ireland all over as well as Dublin. In the course of it, so how often do you do the surveys?
Yeah, so we'd survey our members on a quarterly basis. We've got about 1,300 member companies in the Chamber. And the way we try and soak up the things that are maybe troubling them or could be made better in Dublin is we send out a survey every 3 months, and we ask them what their main concerns are, you know, maybe how business is, what could be better. And then we then take that message to the media and to government, and we try and influence change. We try and make things better, try and improve things. So the most recent one we did, we got about 300 companies responded to that. So we got a pretty good snapshot of the things that are happening at the moment, and maybe a bit about what's ahead in 2017 as well.
I imagine that most of the time in the service that personal taxation is always, if not top of the list, at least very high, but it's been knocked into second place this time. So tell us about the survey.
Yeah, I think the survey was carried out in early December, so it's fairly up to date. So what we did, we asked them what their big concerns were for companies in 2017, and probably unsurprisingly, the big thing for companies that came out was that Brexit, you know, the UK's exit of the EU. I think mm-hmm. it's probably the great unknown at this stage. Nobody really knows what it means and what's going to happen. So I think as 2017 progresses, we'll be looking to get a bit of certainty around that. The other things for companies were labour costs, you know, the price of, you know, hiring new staff. I think all companies want to grow. They all want to create jobs and things like that. But at the moment, the regime in Ireland isn't as friendly as we'd like it to be. And those are things that we'd like to see changed as well. And we also asked them about the concerns of workers. So mm-hmm. we ask people, you know, company owners and managers, what's the big complaints that your staff have at the moment? And, you know, unsurprisingly, cost of housing was a really big one. Availability of housing as well. These are all well documented. We're all well used to hearing about this in the news at the moment. And as you said, personal taxation as well was a big thing. I think people probably feel it in their wage packets. Payday's not for a couple of weeks, and it can't come quick enough for, mm-hmm. for everyone, I think, in January. But, you know, you see the rate of tax which you pay every month or every week, depending on how you get paid. And I think people would like to see that addressed, that made a bit friendlier, so that they have a bit more money in their pockets looking forward.
Yeah, and you can see there, you were talking there about the housing being high on the list there. It's quite, I mean, it's even an understatement to say it's a quagmire. I mean, the cost of housing, the unavailability of housing, and then the renting market, it's just all lumped in together, causing all these problems.
Yeah, exactly. We're hearing it a lot from companies. We actually had a meeting this morning of some SME companies, and they were, you know, talking about measures that they've had to take to, you know, accommodate their staff. They just can't get housing in the city. One business owner actually told us that he'd taken a member of staff into his own house. So that's just an indication of what people are having to do. The other thing is that people are having to live outside of Dublin. You know, they're having to live quite far away, which leads to a long commute. And, you know, if you're spending 2 hours in a car every day, you know, coming to and from work, you know, that just erodes your quality of life. And, you know, when people talk about whether we can get companies to come and base themselves here in Dublin on the back of Brexit and things like that, mm-hmm. you know, this is the thing they're looking at. They're looking to see whether they can get housing, where are they going to live, and you know, if they do see a picture whereby they're going to have to live, you know, miles and miles away, you know, it just lessens the appeal of Dublin. So I think 2017, the big thing that the government have to address is housing, and hopefully we're going to see that situation improve as the year goes on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they go through the same, have the same problems, rather. I don't know about other parts of Europe, but mainly capital cities. But London now is very, very expensive as well. Any idea how they overcome some of the problems there?
I think you're right. I don't know a city anywhere in the world that doesn't have some kind of housing problem, whether it's, you know, high prices or lack of supply. I think it is. It's just a symptom of growth. Cities are growing all the time. We see Dublin growing pretty fast at the moment, and we haven't built houses in Dublin or in Ireland for the best part of 10 years. So, you know, it's a bit of a crunch point at the moment. The solution really is more supply. I think, you know, it takes a bit of time for planning and then construction and stuff to take place. So there is a bit of a lag, there is a bit of a delay. But hopefully towards, the second half of this year and certainly into 2018, we'll start to see more houses mm-hmm. coming on stream. And that problem that we're seeing, is hitting us really hard at the moment. Hopefully we'll start to see that ease a little bit. But, mm-hmm. you know, as you said, it is a problem that every city around the world is grappling with. Just Dublin's got it a bit tighter than most at the moment.
I'm just wondering how prevalent it was I know in some cases in Dublin in the old days, I don't know how it was around the world, but a lot of companies would own a lot of properties and they would house the workers. It was part of your job, the house was as well. It had a sort of a double thing attached to it. If you left your job, you lost your house. Like Guinness's was a perfect example of that. Do you think that companies, big companies I'm talking about, could get into that again? I mean, vulture funds can come in and block. Boy, why couldn't big companies do the same thing? I know there's legislation coming in to prevent that, but already.
I think it is something companies probably are looking at, as you say. Some of maybe the big tech firms who are looking to create lots of jobs here. Maybe that is something that they are looking at. I don't think that would be their first choice. Mm-hmm. I think they would rather see a properly functioning housing market that would provide that, you know, steady supply for other people. The big thing that we're seeing at the moment in Dublin is that, you know, we've a lot of big tech firms who've came and based themselves here, and you know that those types of firms attract a certain type of worker, and predominantly those types of people want to live in the city centre. They want to live close to work. You know, they want to be able to walk in 5-10 minutes to work, or cycle, or, you know, mm-hmm. have a really easy commute to and from work. And that's something that we're going to have to adapt to in Dublin. At the moment, we're probably not building high enough. We're probably not making the best use of the space that we've got. You know, we're probably not building dense enough. You know, if you look at a city like Copenhagen, in the same space as we have between our two canals in Dublin, they have about 4 times the number of people living in the same space. So we probably have to, you know, start, you know, squeezing up a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. we have to get more people living where we can. And, you know, if we can do that, then that makes a better business case. It makes it more viable for, you know, the underground train systems and better public transport and that type of thing. So we've there's a lot that's good in Dublin at the moment, but we've a few problems that we need to address. And I think, you know, certainly housing is probably number one.
And you've mentioned there, I mean, you have a list down that you found on the survey that you did, but the public transport, I'd say, is a bit of a problem because of the problems we're talking about with housing and renting. A lot of people have to commute for hours. I mean, I know they do it in London as well, but the services here wouldn't be quite up to par with London.
No, it's something that your listeners have probably heard the Dublin Chamber talk about quite a lot. Is we simply don't spend enough on our public transport. You know, there's probably a legacy of underinvestment, and that's kind of that's came back to bite us fairly over the last year or so. I think on any given day you're liable to, you know, have a really lengthy commute depending on what happens on your road. You know, if there's bad weather or if there's an accident, you know, the system kind of grinds to a halt. We just don't have any capacity, any slack in the system. You know, we need to start looking at bigger, more ambitious infrastructure pieces in Dublin, so the likes of a Metro North, Dart Underground, you know, more DART lines, you know, better access for buses. You know, these are things that all need to be looked at. You know, we're talking about building new houses, but that's got to be linked to, you know, good public transport and things like that as well. Because at the same time that, you know, Dublin City Council has a stated aim of, you know, taking cars out of the core city centre, they want to, you know, stop people bringing cars in. So if you're going to do that, then you have to give them an alternative. At the moment, the public transport alternative in Dublin isn't compelling enough. You know, you know, the proof of that is in the fact that, you know, people choose to drive. So if we are serious about that, then it's going to take investment, it's going to take commitment, and, you know, most of all, it's going to take a bit of ambition. You mentioned London there; they built their underground system over 100 years ago. So it's bold ambition that's required, I think, and hopefully we'll see that. You know, those plans kick in as the years pass by.
Well, it's like I've heard a lot of people say that lack of foresight in the past. I mean, taking out trams where they maybe could have adapted them in the future. You think of San Francisco, and if you can't have the underground, at least keep the existing one you have. It's a topic of conversation that a lot of people have about the lack of foresight. Incidentally, childcare costs is a big problem as well. It's been talked about for many, many years. Has there been not much done to alleviate the problem?
There's probably not been enough done, which I think is evidenced in the survey. There's I think if I've two young kids myself, and, you know, creche costs are a big burden on us. You know, if the money's going into the creche, you know, it's not in people's pockets. They're not spending it in the wider economy. So I think that there's more that the government could do in terms of childcare costs. But that feeds into the cost of living generally. It's something that people look at, you know, when they're looking whether to come and live in Dublin, whether to come and work in Dublin. So it's something that we need to be, you know, careful with. We need to make sure that we're competitive and that there's an attractive setup here in Dublin for people to want to come and live and work here.
Do you think that all these problems that we're having at the moment, I mean, you talked about Brexit earlier on, but even apart from that, government officials going abroad looking for business and to bring businesses into Ireland, this is going to have a detrimental effect on all of that for the future. For companies coming, but especially for, they're trying to get people back home, all the diaspora across the world. Some of them, when they hear about things, are good back here, but when they do a bit of a survey on it themselves and they say, things are not good enough, I can't afford that, and they don't come home. So is this detrimental to all those effects?
I think, you know, there's certain things that we can change, and there's things that we can change. We can't change the weather. We're always going to have pretty miserable weather, but, you know, we can change things like transport. We can change things like, you know, the cost of living. So anything that we can influence, we need to try and do that. Certainly our aim here in the Chamber, that's why we carry out these surveys with our members. We want to find out what the big concerns are so that we can take those concerns to government and try and make changes that will benefit people. But, you know, it's a very competitive world out there. It's a smaller world than ever due to, you know, better air travel and things like that. So we do need to be careful. We need to make sure that we're up there with the best. We need to look at what other cities are doing, and we need to react. So that's everything from, you know, our tax regime, which we need to make sure is up there with what's on offer elsewhere. And, you know, our transport investment as well. Like, we've done comparisons with the likes of Manchester and London, you know, cities that we're competing with on a daily basis for jobs and investment, and they're spending 2-3 times as much as we are. So that's a problem, particularly given that we simply haven't been investing over the past 10 years. So at some point we're going to have to, get serious about this and show the ambition that's needed, because we've a lot going for us in Dublin, but if we don't build on that and maintain what we have, then you're right, it will eventually start turning people away.
Okay, well, let's hope that they do get something under them. Now, it's too early to say what your representations and the survey means at the moment, because it was just finished up in December and probably presented to the government, but it's too early for a reaction. But they seem to be fairly dormant at the moment. Most people are saying, like, there's nothing much happening with them, that it's like a sparring match that's going on at the moment, and everyone is afraid of making making a move for fear of slipping. So that sort of raises concerns for people in that sense.
Yeah, I think a lot of what we do, we take a very long-term approach in the chamber. You know, it could take us years to get a result on something. Sometimes you have to keep chipping away at government to before you get change. But you know, a lot of the stuff that we'd be working on would be sort of long-term stuff. So we've been talking about Dart Underground in Metro North for probably decades at this stage. Mm-hmm. But we'll keep going until we get there, and we will get there. Even if you look at things like, I don't know, things like the convention centre or the bigger Dublin airport. You know, these are things that took time to get, but we see the benefits now. The convention centre has a conference on pretty much every week. You know, we saw the figures from Dublin Airport yesterday that are 28 million passengers. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't expect to be getting there for a number of years yet, but we've hit that target just because of continued consistent growth. And there's more coming. There's more opportunities coming our way, and you know, we'll keep doing our bit in Dublin Chamber to try and influence government and to make change happen, so that Dublin's a better city to live in and, you know, run a business.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for talking to us, Graeme. That has been a pleasure talking to you, and let's hope things get a little bit better in the future. Thank you for the moment. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks.
Bye. And that's Graeme McQueen, Public Affairs Manager with the Dublin Chamber of Commerce. And let's hope that some of the things that they suggested in the survey come to fruition, especially about the housing and all aspects of it.